Good morning. Welcome to Bethesda Church. It's wonderful to be with you this morning. And as we focus our hearts and our minds on worship today, I invite you to grab your Bibles. Join me as we read together 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 21. It reads, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Amen.
One of the most important proofs the Christian faith is true is that our hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is grounded firmly in true history and not in mere myth. Jesus doesn't give us a superstitional hope because we believe supernatural myths about our cosmic hero as if they were true. Jesus gives us real hope because the transcendent truths that we believe about him have been recorded over thousands of years of true history. One of the most important proofs the Christian life is real is our experience of transformation. From being spiritually dead slaves to sin, as all fallen human beings are apart from Christ, to becoming born again children of the living God. This transformation comes only as God's Spirit applies God's Word to our hearts and minds, making us a new people, the church. For the next few minutes, I'd like for us to consider together this meditation on hope and prophecy in our 2020 Advent series of meditations and readings themed Things Into Which Angels Long to Look, taken from 1 Peter 1, verse 12. Now, our best, most well-informed estimate is that Jesus' physical life on earth lasted about 33 and perhaps up to 37 years. So how could I say we believe thousands of years of true history about him? That's a very good question, and I'm glad you asked it. And even if you didn't, let's look at the answer. The most profound and biblical answer is that Jesus' existence did not begin with his birth on the earth in Bethlehem. In fact, Jesus had no beginning at all. For he was, he is, and he forever will be God, the Son of God, from beyond the beginning, who took on flesh. Jesus Christ is the one true and living God in the flesh. The most familiar formulation of this truth, of Jesus' pre-incarnate eternal existence, that he existed in divine being in eternity past, before he took on flesh to become a human being in what would be effectively eternity present, now and forevermore, the risen Lord and Savior for all eternity future. And this is found in chapter 1 of John's Gospel, where we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome him." And picking up at verse 14 of John chapter 1, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt," literally tabernacled among us, "and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only true God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Long before Jesus showed up on our scene, he existed as God, a fully fledged member of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But John isn't the only witness to the godness of Jesus and to the humanity of Jesus. Did you notice in Shelley's reading, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21? He, speaking of Jesus, he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but made manifest in the last times. Made real, made substantial, was made physical, was made known, but made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are in God. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a four-Sunday season before Christmas, as we anticipate the first physical appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he appeared as a baby in the little town of Bethlehem, outside of Jerusalem, just as the Old Testament prophets had foretold. Micah, one of these Old Testament prophets, prophesied about 735 to 710, something like that, B.C., before Christ was born. Quoting here, "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. That's Micah chapter 5, verse 2, as cited by Matthew in his gospel, chapter 2 and verse 6. Our third proof that the Christian faith is true and the Christian life is real and that the historical biblical Jesus Christ is the one true and living God, the Lord of creation and the only Savior of the world, is that he and his coming, the nature and manner of his life, teaching, ministry, death, and resurrection were all prophesied hundreds, even thousands of years before he was born in Bethlehem to a humble and virtuous virgin named Mary. So our hope is in God. And he has made himself known throughout human history in many and various ways, including in the beauty, glory, and majesty of creation, as well as through the prophets who foretold the coming of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, in whom God has revealed himself supremely, most truly, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we enter into this Advent season, I want to encourage us all to ensure that our hope is in God alone, that our faith in God is through his Son, Jesus Christ, alone, and that we take heart that our Christian faith and life are deeply rooted in prophetic fulfillment in history. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicated when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Let's pray together. God, our Father, in this moment, as we enter into the Advent season where we anticipate the coming of Christ in a manger in Bethlehem, Lord, though he was a baby, I pray, Lord, that you would once again, in this very familiar story, reveal yourself again to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.